Hey everyone, and welcome back to Digital Buzzin'. It's your girl Rachel Carter here, and today we're diving into something super important. Self-care in this crazy digital world we live in. Ever feel like you're constantly glued to your phone, scrolling through endless feeds and just exhausted? You know that feeling when your brain is fried from too much screen time and you just want a break but can't seem to put it down? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We're not alone. The truth is, our digital lives are becoming increasingly demanding, and it takes conscious effort to prioritize self-care in a world that constantly wants your attention. Think about it. Notifications popping up every few seconds, the pressure to be always on, the endless comparison game on social media, it's a recipe for burnout. But don't worry, this isn't a doom and gloom episode. We're going to equip you with some serious tools to reclaim your time, energy, and sanity. Because self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. So here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate the digital age with grace and intention. 1. Mindful screen time. This doesn't mean deleting all your apps, though sometimes it might be tempting. It's about being conscious of how you use technology. Set specific times for checking emails, social media, or news. Think of it like scheduling a workout for your brain, dedicated time for focusing on other things, like reading, spending time in nature, or just simply relaxing. 2. Digital detox days. Yes, you read that right. Designate 1 day a week or even half a day where you completely unplug from the digital world. No phones, no laptops, no social media. Use this time to reconnect with yourself, your loved ones, and the real world around you. You'll be surprised how refreshing it is to just breathe and be present. 3. Curate your content. Just like you choose your friends wisely, think about who and what you let into your digital space. Unfollow accounts that make you feel negative or anxious. Fill your feeds with inspiring content, positive news, or things that genuinely bring you joy. Remember, your online world should reflect your values and aspirations, not just the loudest voices. 4. The power of offline. Sometimes the best way to recharge is to simply disconnect. Go for a walk in nature, have a face-to-face conversation with a friend, read a book, or pick up a hobby you love. These offline activities nourish your soul and remind you that there's more to life than just the digital realm. 5. Tech boundaries. Set clear boundaries around your screen time, especially before bed. The blue light emitted from our devices can interfere with sleep, leading to fatigue and even impacting your mood. Aim for at least an hour of tech-free time before you hit the hay. Trust me, your body will thank you. Now, let's talk about a real-world scenario that might sound familiar. Imagine this. You're scrolling through Instagram, comparing yourself to everyone else's seemingly perfect lives and feeling increasingly inadequate. Then, you realize you've been at it for hours, neglecting your responsibilities and missing out on quality time with loved ones. Sound like anyone here? This is a classic example of how unchecked screen time can negatively impact our well-being. But here's the good news. We have the power to change this. By implementing this 5 key takeaways: mindful screen time, digital detox days, curating your content, embracing offline activities, and setting tech boundaries, you can reclaim control over your digital life and prioritize self-care in a way that feels authentic and sustainable. So remember, friends, take breaks, disconnect intentionally, and nourish your soul both online and offline. This isn't about saying no to technology altogether, it's about using it consciously and intentionally so it enhances our lives rather than controls them. You deserve a balanced and fulfilling digital experience, one that brings joy, connection, and peace of mind. Stay tuned for more episodes packed with practical tips and insights to navigate the ever-evolving world of technology. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from these self-care strategies. And as always, keep those conversations going on social media. Let's create a supportive community where we can learn, grow, and thrive together in the digital age. Until next time, take care, stay connected to what truly matters, and remember, you are amazing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.